This is 89.1 WEMU, David Fair with you, and it is that time of week in which we offer up Cinema Chat. Michigan Theater and State Theater Executive Director Russ Collins stops by each week with all the news and information from Hollywood you need, how that impacts us locally, and certainly today is no exception. It is, for Hollywood anyway, Russ, one of the more exciting times of year.
That's right. There's been a whole lead up to the Academy Awards, starting with the Toronto Film Festival in September. So it is quite a
hype. It seems like
we've
been talking about these awards for
right,
half
absolutely.
The year.
So the distributors or the filmmakers and studios release films at the Toronto Film Festival that they think are award worthy. So it doesn't really have anything to do with the awards. But as we get towards the end of the calendar year, which is the end of the movie qualification period, then people start talking about which films, and then the Golden Globes are given out, and the Directors Guild and the Actors Guild and
the
all
BAFTAs.
Of those, and the British Film Awards and awards all over the world. So it keeps the drum beat keeps going, and now it's Sunday, March the 4th, and we're going to have the awards. Before we talk about the Academy Awards, I want to talk about direct from Sundance. So we have a film coming up on the 9th, Death of Stalin, which actually played both at Toronto and Sundance, and we're doing a special screening like we've done for many, many years. It's a single screening in the large theater. We usually fill the theater with folks that come to see this direct from Sundance screening, and this film is hilarious. It's put together by Armando Iannucci, who did The Loop, but he's probably best known for the TV show The Veep,
which is great.
He's a political comedian, this film is kind of crass and fun. It stars Jeffrey Tambor. Steve Buscemi plays Khrushchev.
I'm trying to picture that.
I know.
It doesn't seem to fit.
But it's a hilarious film. It's obviously about set in the 50s when after World War II, when Stalin was in charge and he was running a terror campaign in Russia, as he had been doing for many, many years.
So you hear the title.
Suddenly
the
dies.
Death of Stalin,
right.
And it seems like this very serious, perhaps documentary. It's not that at all.
No, it's not. It's a political farce, and right. it is a lot of fun. So, it's not up for an Academy Award. Because it'll be released this year. What I usually do to figure out which films are going to win is you check the entertainment press and you get what the entertainment experts want, and then you check the Las Vegas odds makers because they tend to do really well. And there's actually some local connections and interesting stories about the Academy Awards this year. So Variety, Hollywood Reporter, Entertainment Weekly, they've all picked The Shape of Water to win. The Las Vegas odds makers are picking Three Billboards over Ebbing, Missouri to win. So that's going to be interesting. And
Did you see both of those?
I did. Absolutely.
Which do you prefer?
They're both really great films, to be honest. And I kind of thought that Lady Bird might pop up there because Greta Gerwig did a great job. It's been very popular at the box office, not in a blockbuster way, but in a art house film and youth kind of dynamic. So anyway, it was pretty surprised about that didn't get, because that's kind of my favorite film. But, Three Billboards is really, really interesting. In terms of Best Director, they're picking Greta Gerwig in terms of
that's kind of surprising.
Las Vegas odds, although Guillermo del Toro for Shape of Water, those things usually line up. So we'll see how that goes. And the director of Three Billboards is not nominated, so that's interesting too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Best Actor, Gary Oldman's kind of a slam dunk for Darkest Hour.
Winston Churchill.
Absolutely. Right. Frances McDormand, pretty much a slam dunk
for Three Billboards.
Absolutely. Sam Rockwell for Three Billboards, which is another reason
supporting
maybe
actor.
It's getting a lot of talk as well. And then Allison Janney for I, Tonya, and she plays a despicable mother, the mother of Tonya Harding, who was the skater that
hit Nancy Kerrigan right here at Joe Louis Arena. Right?
Joe Louis, absolutely. Animated film, we had a really nice run, and art houses all over the country did of Loving Vincent, and I think that may be a Dark Horse candidate, but really Coco, which is a wonderful animated film by Pixar, is the probable winner there. Faces Places is the best documentary. This is Agnes Varda. She's 90 93 years old, a seminal filmmaker on so many levels, and her film is
so picked, that's the favorite Faces.
The favorite.
Yep.
Gotcha. There's an interesting story in cinematography. Roger Deakins, who's a long time cinematographer, did Blade Runner 2049. He's been nominated many
but
times.
Never won. We also have our first female nominee.
That's right, Rachel Morrison for Mudbound, and she's a real up and comer. And so it's interesting. The Las Vegas oddsmakers are choosing Roger Deakins, which seems like a probable deal.
All of these awards are going to be presented in the shadow of Me Too.
That's right.
And the
harassment dynamics that have been brought to light this year in Hollywood, especially with the...
We keep getting these, more cracks in the glass ceiling, but a long way to go.
Absolutely. Now, there's a local story for original song. Pasek and Paul, who won an Academy Award last year for La La Land, for the song in La La Land. They also won a Tony for Dear Evan Hansen. They're up again for This Is Me from The Greatest Showman, but the odds are with Coco, song Remember Me.
Right.
And then Las Vegas Oddmakers are picking a local lady, Laura Checkaway, to win the Best Short Documentary for Edith and Eddie, which is playing currently at the State of Michigan Theater as part of the Shorts program, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's lots of fun stuff.
Exactly, and again, that airs on Sunday night. And next week we'll have somewhat of a wrap-up and see exactly how well it went.
Absolutely. Opening at the Multiplex this week is the Jennifer Lawrence piece, where she plays a Russian ballerina who's recruited into the intelligence services to use her body as a weapon. It's called Red Sparrow. Some nice buzz on that. And then
Death
Wish.
Yeah, I've not heard good things.
Yeah, well, they're releasing it right before the Academy Awards. It's a little bit of a hint, but it's gotten some okay stuff. And Jennifer Lawrence is a really compelling performer, but this is kind of an unusual role for her on several levels. Death Wish, which is Eli Roth's
Is this a remake of the old Charles Bronson series?
Of the 1974 film with Charles Bronson. It stars Bruce Willis and Elizabeth Shue, so we'll see how that one goes. And then downtown at the Michigan Theater, we're opening The Party, which is a black comedy that's actually in black and white that stars Timothy Spall, Kristen Scott Thomas, and Patricia Clarkson. It's a British black comedy about a party that's held at a house. And the critical consensus is really, really strong. And old-fashioned charms meets sharp wit and modern social satire in The Party. A biting comedy carried by shining performances, particularly by Patricia Clarkson.
Well, she's one of the great character actors of this generation.
She is, and also Cherry Jones is in this, Emily Mortimer. A lot of great performances. And it's about this woman who's running for prime minister or a leadership position in the British government, and then all kinds of bad things happen, and people maybe going off the rails. It's interesting.
Kind of like America.
Yeah. All at a party. So there you go.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. You're listening to Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters, Russ Collins, and also some special screenings coming up downtown.
Yeah, Hidden Fortress, which some people say Star Wars or parts of Star Wars was based on. It's a samurai film from Japan by Akira Kurosawa. It's part of our Enter the Samurai series. Go to be Monday at 7. Me the Other, which is a locally made film that was created and we premiered here, and we had a sold out performance. We're bringing it back for another performance next week.
In fact, I think it's going to get special recognition and honor from the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners.
It is. So we'll look forward to that. Our Science on Screen program has Free the Mind, which is about a brain. It's a documentary on a brain specialist. We're doing a Will Ferrell series called Feral Child, and Step Brothers is part of that on Thursday the 8th.
Yeah, that's just silliness upon silliness.
It is.
Enjoy that. It's going to be great.
Yeah, Studio Ghibli, which is an animation studio in Japan, does some great films, and we're doing Ghibli for Kids, and this is the first film in that series is going to be on Saturday, March the 3rd, My Neighbor Totoro. And then continuing, if you haven't seen all of the Oscar-nominated the stuff that we have playing, you still have a few days to do that. So we have the Oscar animated live action and animated and documentary shorts playing intermittently. The Post, which is nominated for Best Picture.
That's Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks.
Phantom
right?
Thread.
Daniel
Black
A. Lewis.
Panther, which is probably get nominations for next year, but
sure.
It's the hottest thing out there right now. Call Me By Your Name, a lot of nominations there. Lady Bird, I, Tanya, Three Billboards is still playing, and Shape of Water. So we've got all of these.
Lots of stuff. Now,
but
are you going to stay up Sunday night and watch the awards ceremony?
Yeah, there's a party that I'm going to, so that'll be fun.
Well, it's going to start right about the time I have to go to bed to make sure I'm at work Monday morning.
That's right, and it'll go well into the evening.
So
well.
I will have to trust your opinion next week when I get the reviews. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. We thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat, and we invite you to join us next Thursday post Academy Awards for yet another edition. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta in tuxedo and ball gowns from the red carpet at the Academy Awards.